Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey there, my friend. What is up? Welcome back to Drummer Daily. Once again, my name is Daniel Hadaway, aka the Drum Coach. I'm pumped that you're here with me. So, hey, first off, real quick, I do want to say I'm sorry about the audio in the last episode. I think I know what the problem was, and I hate that I didn't realize it. And I always listen back. I don't listen to the entire episode after I record it, but I always listen back. To the episode, I kind of skip around a little bit. And for whatever reason, this last episode, the places that I clicked around, I just happened to click in places that sounded fine. And then very quickly, once I got it uploaded, realized that it was not fine and went back and forth trying to figure out if I could fix the problem afterwards, and then realized that the original source file had been messed up. So that's what happened. In fact, I did record another episode that was meant to take the place of the one that I'm recording right now that you're listening to. And that one was messed up as well. So with that one, I said, you know what? I'm not even going to try. There was some good stuff in there, but I'm not even going to try to salvage it or upload it. It's way too annoying. I know that it's annoying to listen to that. So We're just gonna move on, and I'm gonna share some of what I was sharing in that last episode, the lost episode. Anyway, in this episode, but I do want to apologize for that last episode. So in the last episode that you heard, if you happen to get fed up with it and like say I can't listen to this, I do want to tell you a little bit more about that, what we were talking about, but also. I recently heard another example that I think is even a better like example of or a better illustration of what we were talking about in the last episode. In the last episode, I talked a little bit about the idea of I always say as a professional drummer that you should that we should all of us, if you want to be a professional drummer, you should do what professional drummers do. Do the things that they do. Don't copy your amateur friends because your amateur friends are not professionals. And if what they were doing was working, if what they were doing was effective at becoming a professional drummer, they would be a professional drummer, but they're not. So don't copy them. Copy people who actually are successful or doing the things that you want to do. But specifically, I talked about the fact that like, if I were to want to right now start a business and be like Amazon and say I want to be the biggest, you know, the drumming equivalent of Amazon someday, the biggest drummer out there, the most successful, most in demand, whatever that, however I want to define success for myself, if I want to be the epitome of all of that, I wouldn't start out right now doing the thing that someone else in that position is doing right now, because that whole world, for example, Amazon is my example, that has its own sets of considerations and its whole world of problems that they are adapting to try to solve all the problems they're trying to solve that are different than where they were when they started. So, you know, Amazon started out just selling books and now they sell everything. So if I were to try to start out and I want to be Amazon, I don't start right now doing what Amazon's doing right now. I start out picking one thing like they did and trying to grow into it. In the same way as a drummer, I talked about, you know, you don't want to try to be the biggest and set up a system for your drumming and everything that accommodates thousands of people messaging you, asking you to play drums, because that's not what's happening right now. And I think a lot of us, what I'm saying is, if you want to follow in the footsteps of a successful drummer and do what they're doing, literally follow in their footsteps. Now, don't copy them step for step, but think about the concepts that they started with and follow that path. So for example, every successful famous drummer right now was not successful and famous and doing all the things they're doing now. They weren't doing those back when they got started, but they did something to get started. In the same way, you should find the thing that your path to get started and then follow in those footsteps. And the example that I've used before, and this is, you know, a prime example, is if you're just getting started out, maybe you don't need a website at all. And you definitely don't need to have a website where someone can like go through a shopping cart process and check out to buy you playing drums on their song. I'm from the South, so don't get too big for your britches, as they say down here, or they used to say down here, or somebody told me one time. Don't pretend to be bigger than you are. Don't pretend to be more famous than you are, anything like that. Because people don't really want to go through that process. I've seen people create processes like that, like shopping cart checkout processes on their website, that needed to, because the demand was so high. But the idea is really that, when you first are getting started, or wherever you're at in your drumming career, and this is true of even if you don't want to be a professional drummer, if you just want to play around town a little bit and have some fun, address the problems as they come. Obviously, you want to plan ahead for the future a little bit, but I am personally notorious for getting the cart before the horse and looking way too far down the road and preparing for something too far away, which doesn't always help me out so much. You know, I didn't buy, and a good example of me doing the right thing in that regard is, I didn't buy hard drum cases, like drum shells, like hard cases for my drums and my hardware and everything. I didn't buy any of that. I might have had a hardware case actually, which is fine. I didn't have hard drum cases until I got my first like national touring gig, like with a bus and a trailer and a semi and all that stuff to carry gear. I had soft cases for like the first probably 10 years of my paid drumming career. And then I bought hard cases the week before I needed them. And I think a lot of times when, especially if you're someone like me who likes to like put a stake in the ground or put a flag on the ground and say, I am going to pursue this. I am doing this. I'm serious about this. This is the moment I decided to do it and I'm going to do it. And all of that, the temptation can be to think all the way down the road and, think, well, what about when this happens when I'm touring the country? Or, you know, you start like, you know, planning for when you're gone for, you know, it's like if you just now decided you'd like to pursue being a professional drummer and you already start trying to like line up pet sitters for your cat, because, you know, 6 years from now, you're going to be traveling and need someone to look after your pets. Address those problems when they get there, because the path in front of you, the next few steps in front of you, wherever you're at in your own path, those have enough problems of their own. And the more attention you can pay, the more care you can put into your career right in front of you right now, the better you're going to be off, the more success you're going to have right now. And those problems will go away, and I promise you, new problems will come in. Worry about the problems in front of you, and know that the best thing you can do in your career, and this is something I believe in all areas of life, is you want to be so successful at what you do that your success creates new problems for you. Because I guarantee you, a lot of times if someone told you what those problems are, you'd say, man, that sounds great, because the success that comes with it is worth it. And that's definitely true for me. You don't want to say, well, no, I don't want to, I don't want that, for me, I'm a car guy. So I'm like, I don't want that Lamborghini because I have to take an extra 30 minutes when I wash it every week to be really careful around the vent openings in the hood or whatever. It's like, no, of course you'd address that problem. It'd be worth it. It'd be worth the trouble because the result, the thing that the benefit that you're seeing, is so great. And so in the same way, but I'm not going to prepare for that until you know, again, like the week before I'm going to get one, if someone was giving me one, I'd wait until the week before to get the car washing method down or whatever it is. That's a really weak example, but you know what I mean. So, just look in front of you, have an eye to the future, be motivated by the future, but, spend your energy and time and your music and everything else for the problems right in front of you. And that even can go a little bit for playing styles, and things like that. You know, if I definitely believe in being a well-rounded drummer. And this last episode, the one that I had to trash and couldn't use, was talking about sticking with something long enough to be good at it or be great at it. And a lot of times we move too quickly between, different styles of music or different techniques or different disciplines within drumming. And, we never give ourselves a chance to get really great at any of them. And that really hurts us because, as a musician, at least when it comes to, like, you know, if there's one gig available, I don't believe we're in competition with each other, but if there was like one gig available in town and it's like a metal gig and you are kind of good at metal, kind of good at Latin grooves, kind of good at funk, kind of good at reggae, kind of good at country, kind of good at pop, you're kind of good at everything, and you're going up against a guy who spent the last 5 years developing his skills playing metal, the guy that's been playing metal is going to get the gig. The problem is, if the next gig is a pop gig and you are the person who, like I said, is kind of good at everything, including kind of good at pop, the guy who's dedicated his whole career, or at least for a while, to get really great at playing pop music, he's going to get that gig. And then the next one, if it's a different style. So what you'll see is, your preparation for everything made you good at nothing and made you unhireable. So you've got to focus enough to get great at something before you move on to something else. And that'll get you a long way. So yeah, that's kind of like a little recap. It's kind of a mishmash of topics, but I hope that helps you out a little bit. I think a lot of us don't have a long enough attention span to really put our careers in the right place as drummers. I think the overall topic of what we're talking about is focus and discipline for the things that matter most, prioritizing things that matter most right in front of you. So that goes with career preparation, that goes with the kind of music you're practicing and developing your skills at, and that goes with just overall mindset. So I encourage you to just pull back a little bit, zoom in a little more on what you're doing right now or what's in front of you in your playing or in your career or whatever it is as far as drumming goes. Zoom in a little bit more on what's in front of you and spend some more focused energy on that and say, where are the gaps and where I'm at right now? Where can I get really great? And that can be true not just of playing, but of all the different aspects of being a professional musician. What's a small thing that I can get really great at right now and really, really, really excel at that before I move on to something else? Because it's a lot easier to maintain greatness than it is to accomplish it the first time. It's just like we say in business, it's always cheaper to whatever, keep your customers than it is to acquire a new one. Same thing goes with excellence in drumming. Getting up and getting that excellence, developing the skills you need, that's way harder than once you've kind of got there or feel like you're really excellent at a certain type of drumming, to keep it and maintain that skill. And so make sure that you're not switching to maintenance mode too soon on your drumming and you really build up that skill and that knowledge base, that vocabulary as a drummer to the point where you are excellent. All right. Well, thanks for joining me today. I made this one a little longer to make up for the one that I missed last week. So I hope you enjoyed that. We will be back again really soon here on Drummer Daily. And I think, no, I don't want to spoil it. I've got another great topic for you on the next episode. And you'll just have to tune in when that one comes out to check it out. All right. Thanks for joining me. We will talk again soon. Bye for now.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.